All right, ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 4:50, and let's be reminded we're being recorded. If there's any other recordings that's happening, please do so at this time. Let us know. Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone. We just want to review our non-negotiables that we definitely want to keep the meeting under 2 hours unless mutually agreed upon by both groups. Caucuses last 30 minutes unless there's a need for us to increase that amount of time. Otherwise, we'll add it to the next meeting. We do have an agenda available for you, and any items that we need to discuss or you all would like for us to gather information, if we could get it 2 days to the meeting, then we can make sure we try to have that information for you.
I left the agenda on my desk.
You left it on your desk. The agenda.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go and get copies.
It's right on my desk. All of the copies are on my desk. Yes, ma'am.
Meanwhile,
we'll
just give you that.
We'll
take notes.
I'm gonna give you.
Yes, give them ours.
Okay. Here's another.
Yes. You're welcome.
So the first item on the agenda is extra pay for field trips. We did have an opportunity to share that information with the board, with the superintendent. Superintendent presented to the board, and at this particular time, there will be no additional monies for. Like $20 an hour is what you all were seeking. That amount will not be changing. It will just, at this particular time, remain at
the board decision.
Yes, ma'am.
What did they say about the 25-26 school year?
That was not addressed with them, Dr. Seeker.
So why did we not address it with them then? Because we made a very clear point in bargaining that we wanted an actual counter, and that if you didn't do it this year, what's the prospect for next year?
At that meeting, it wasn't addressed, but I can certainly make sure it gets addressed for the bargaining session. I would recommend that it gets addressed. The 2500.
So the superintendent chose, did you tell the superintendent that is what we had talked about, doing that for the 25-26 school year?
I don't remember. But I know we had a litany of items, because we're trying to make sure we keep everything in the forefront. We forgot to put that on the way out. Thank you for the reminder.
Okay, so Super didn't know that that was asked for, I guess. All right, so next item.
$2,500 stipend for all employees. That was taken, and the board is not in agreement to doing $2,500 stipend. That discussion was had, and it was not discussed at any additional amount.
Okay, but can we send in a different amount?
Sure.
We can talk in a caucus.
Okay.
All right, so no on that. Guess what pay schedule?
The guest for pay schedule. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and pass that out while we're discussing. also this document that I'm passing out now, Dr. Siegel. You had asked about the additional information on how the dollars that were spent on all the other departments. So, Dr.
This is one page, right?
You did one page?
Yes.
No, maybe not.
Yes, this is just...
This is different.
Why does it have two pages?
This one's just formatted different, right? Take this one, so you can see inside.
This one, it's a... And I made copies of...
That's the smaller.
This is the one that should be... Did we do the corrected one, the correct one?
It's the same amount, it's just formatted differently.
That's odd, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, you made a copy and I made copies from when I did it, I guess.
Oh, so we have two sets of copies, that's what it is.
So what, so first, is this pay table different than what we got on, what is the date on the one?
Yes.
Yeah, the last one, so what are the updates to this?
Yeah, the pay table is different, so we definitely want you to know that the board did approve your piece that you put toward us about the bus drivers. So the board was able to look at the figures that you put forth for bus drivers, and they did approve that. With all the other individuals, it is on a 5 cent increment.
Except for the ones in blue.
That's the bus driver.
It's the transportation workers and secretary one. We didn't touch those two. And then the ones in yellow, well, we accepted your position on bus driver. The other one, groundskeeper, has been added. Lead maintenance worker has been added.
From the previous proposal. But the amounts are the same?
Well, those are added, so those are new amounts.
But I mean for like para one, para two, bus aid, custodian, is that the same as past proposals?
Yes, with the exception of the hours. With the exception of the hours.
Yeah, the hours were updated. The hours were updated, and then they went to 5 cent increments all the way down. I think from a previous proposal at the 20-year mark, it went to 10 cent increments.
So instead of giving people more for their years, you're giving them less?
So previous at 20-year increments, it was 10?
Mm-hmm. 10 cent for one or two of them.
Yeah, I know it was a bit random. Now that's 5.
Okay, all the way.
Okay, we'll look over that. This is just that, okay. And then what are these pages, or this page?
This was the information that you asked, where you were indicating that we spent an exorbitant amount of money for the administrators, for the classified, and so what Dr. Sylvia has done was put a document together to show the funding that has been paid throughout the district, including the salary schedule that we're proposing. Now.
So I just had one question, which was, how did you justify paying 173 people $612,000, but paying the 273 people in GESPA whatever your proposal costs? Do we have a cost for this proposal yet, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's on the summary sheet that you have, and you asked for administrators, and actually it was not 600 and something for administrators.
For administration and classified, I was just reading from the cover page of your own document, it was $612,000, including all funding sources.
I apologize, then I misunderstood, perhaps, because I thought you said administrators.
No, administrative and classified.
Okay, so.
But.
You have the breakdown now in front of you.
The breakdown doesn't matter. You spent $612,000 on 173 employees over here, and then over here you have 273, and how much are we spending on the GESPA unit?
You have the breakdown, the GESPA breakdown is there. It is what it is.
So you're saying that the proposal you just gave us is $246,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you've got 275-ish employees you're spending $246,000 on, so it's like $1,000 each, but then for the administrative and classified, you spent, what, 2.5 times that on half the amount of employees almost.
And if you add with the teachers, yes, we if we didn't even include the other raises, we just went to the one that brought them to 46.5. So it's quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm just looking at how much raises were for administrators and classified employees and not even considering the teachers and comparing that to what the guest we were.
I understand exactly what you're looking at, and I'm explaining that this is what it is, and obviously salary increases are based on what individuals are making, their salary schedule. And if we had had time, we would have given you a breakdown on what that meant on the dollar amount. We just didn't have time to do that. And you will find that individuals in GESPA who maybe got like a dollar and something, that's higher than what some administrators receive.
Yeah, I did, but they took it back.
Okay. Uh-huh. But on this sheet, it shows exactly what they're...
Yeah, they took it back on this sheet.
Oh, okay.
Well, you got plenty of people in your classified administrative that have got $5,000, $10,000 a year raise, $7,000 a year raise. Is anyone in GESPA getting those kinds of things? Some of those people are not making very much money.
The salary increase is what they are. Okay.
Well, I know. That's the problem, is they are what they are. And Gadsden County is prioritizing administrative and classified salaries instead of instructional support salaries.
I don't agree with that statement. So we can move on.
You can disagree.
Yes, let's agree to disagree and move on.
Okay, we'll agree on the numbers that exist. Okay, so there's that. What else is on the agenda?
There is one thing, Dr. Siegel, that I do want to add to the agenda, which is number 5. We did not add it, but we want to add bereavement on there. We also had a conversation with the board, and they're looking at doing 3 days across the board for all employees. So GESPA will now move from 2 days of bereavement to 3 days of bereavement.
Okay. And then we're taking out the language that says they have to get rid of all their other leave.
That is correct. That is correct. And that would be the same for GCCTA as well.
So if a person is not on this new table I've been given, their pay would stay the same? Or is it the idea that every person falls under this somehow?
Yeah, in blue. She says in the blue they wouldn't change this.
No, I mean like...
Everyone, to my understanding, and correct me, Ms. Bruner, if I'm wrong, but everyone on this table, this is what their salary is, or this is what the proposed salary would be.
But I'm saying, like, where would a plumber fall in this?
Lead maintenance worker.
That's lead maintenance. Is there somewhere that explains that mapping? What is the pay grade of maintenance worker? Do you remember?
What was the question?
Like, under the old salary table, there were pay grade numbers. What pay grade was maintenance worker?
You have to write that question down.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking in the CBA, where these people fit, because, like, maintenance worker under a different heading from plumber, electrician, and lead maintenance. So that's where it's not obvious.
Yeah, so what we tried to do was make sure that it identified all of the workers. Oh.
That what did the... Right, but this doesn't identify like a kind of sub worker, right? So maintenance worker versus lead maintenance worker. Give me an example of both of those.
Okay, maintenance worker would be individuals that work in the maintenance department, but if they're lead, they might be your plumber, they could be your
electrician, carpentry.
So I'm saying, right, so what's the assignment like plumber, but if you're a maintenance worker, give me an example of an assignment. So I get for lead maintenance worker, an assignment could be plumber, electrician. Okay, so maintenance is just...
Yeah, and our Skyworkism, they say maintenance worker.
And then it's confusing because you do have assignments of maintenance worker and lead maintenance worker, but then you separately have assignments of, like, electrician. And so it's like that person should be also lead maintenance, mm-hmm. sub-assignment of electrician.
Yeah. Electrician is the lead.
Is the lead, yeah. We only have one electrician in the district, one plumber in the district. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what about dispatcher for transportation?
Yes, but I'm not sure if she's the only one, but I know that she is.
I only know of one. Unless they're coded differently.
Yeah, there's only one trip dispatcher.
Yes, and that would be Lucy.
Mm-hmm. Route coordinator.
Right, the other one is the route coordinator.
Sierra is a dispatcher.
Lucy is not listed as a dispatcher.
What's her
She's the route coordinator. And the other lady is listed as the dispatcher, is she?
Atkins, Miss Atkins is the dispatcher.
Put the routes together.
Miss Edwards used to be, when she retired, then Miss Atkins took over her position.
I would suggest we take the name, then we look it up so we can get them specific in
what they do. Yeah.
Crosswalk it.
Yes.
We did it outside of the bottom.
So. Clarify the name.
Okay. So we will clarify the names of the dispatcher and the route coordinator.
Who's the route coordinator?
Miss Lucy. Could be Miss Lucy.
Last name is Lucy or first name?
Woods. Lucy Woods.
The dispatcher.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's the route coordinator. It's Miss Atkins.
We don't have coordinator.
Atkins. Right? I'm sorry, Atkins.
That's out of the guest of bargaining. Today.
Right, coordinators are in classified.
Classified, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So dispatcher, electrician, plumber, parts employee.
So they're asking about the parts employee.
Parts EMP.
I think that's under transportation.
Right. That is in. It's housed under transportation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like where. So you're saying under transportation worker?
I think so, but I'll have to double check that one. I think that's where we had intended to go.
Warehouse worker, driver.
This position.
Otis. Yes, it's Otis Gammon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
His building is DO School Food Service.
Mm-hmm.
But assignment is warehouse worker driver.
That is correct.
I just don't know.
That's why I didn't want to answer that until we know for sure, because that position, warehouse worker driver, may not be good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have them as a part of Guest Day. We know they're a part of Guest Day. But the question is, do we have someone in that position at this time?
Yeah, I see warehouse workers in the CBA under pay grade 5. So it's just that, where does that... My concern is, like I've talked about in previous bargaining sessions, if I didn't bring these people to light, would they have just gotten nothing? How would they have been classified when the raises were implemented, right? They're falling through the cracks here.
I would say it's good that you're asking questions, and as you ask your questions, we'll jot it down, and we'll confirm it. So your questions are good, and we appreciate it. So we want it to be correct, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so warehouse worker, plumber, electrician, parts employee, dispatcher, transportation. Those are the, we need to know where those folks
are. Repeat that again, Dr. Seeker.
Warehouse worker, slash driver, plumber, electrician, parts employee, and dispatcher, transportation.
Got it.
We can answer plumber, electrician.
Because they're on the list, the plumber and the electrician.
They are lead maintenance workers.
Yeah, well, under lead maintenance.
Right. So that's where, but it's just the assignment still needs to be modified somehow in your system because you have people called lead maintenance already. And so that would lead me to believe they're not lead maintenance because they're not labeled like that. So is there like a sub-assignment, lead maintenance, electrician?
Yeah. And we will definitely make sure. Mm-hmm. We'll work toward itemizing these individuals so you'll know exactly who they are under the particular category.
We want the electrician to be able to pick this up and go, oh, here I am, mm-hmm. right? And they could not do that right now. Mm-hmm. But the actual lead maintenance workers could because their line says lead maintenance. Mm-hmm.
You don't have anyone other than those people assigned as lead maintenance. You're saying yes, but I'll just say out loud. To my understanding, the plumber, the electrician, the carpenter are the lead maintenance workers. We don't have anyone assigned as lead maintenance workers. So when you look in Skyward Finance, by the plumber, he's a lead maintenance worker. Right, by the electrician, they're lead maintenance worker.
I haven't seen a carpenter, so I don't know if you still have a carpenter, but you have two employees.
Is that Joey? That's Joey. He's called as lead.
Joey Mayo is lead work maintenance, and also Joshua Thompson is the other one who's lead maintenance worker.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that...
I thought Joey was on there.
That's
carpenter.
He is. Joey is on there as lead worker maintenance.
Right, that's who he is.
Right, but so are the electrician and the plumber who have different assignments for some reason. So they need to be able to look themselves up. And so do you want to change electrician and plumber to lead worker maintenance?
That's
or
what they
do
are.
You want... Right.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Hey, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
You say lead maintenance worker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from my knowledge of the one that's working, you only have one that's actually a lead, and that's the plumber. That's certified by the state. The rest of them, they've just been doing it so long, they know how to do it, but they haven't been certified for it.
We'd have to look up their certifications.
This I know for a fact.
Okay.
What was the question, man?
Lead maintenance worker, you only have one.
Right.
And that's the plumber. Certified by the state.
Okay.
The rest of them been doing it long enough, but they haven't been certified.
But these people are not paid as certified plumbers, they're paid as maintenance workers, I guess. Right?
The plumber, he's certified.
The plumber is, right?
Yes.
And he is considered a lead maintenance worker.
Yes. You're talking about, is that Kimmy Lewis?
That is
right.
Correct.
Yeah, well, he's in here as a plumber, which is lead maintenance worker, mm-hmm. but I think what you're saying is there's other plumbers.
No, they're not.
No.
The maintenance work appears. Is what
he's saying. Can do plumbing.
Yeah, they train under them.
I'm not a maintenance, but I can do plumbing.
Right.
I can't do electrician because it's better.
Right. So we have.
Yeah,
that is correct. We have maintenance workers that will sometimes work with a lead, work with either the plumber or the carpenter or the electrician. But the lead person is the one that has the official title.
Have anything else for today because I didn't get, you know, the records until like an hour before bargaining. Yeah.
Dr. Siegel, if you find any other individuals as we're trying to put this document in a format so that you know all the different employees, if you see of any that does not line up, let us know so that we could categorize them appropriately on the spreadsheet. So currently this is what I have. Route coordinator, dispatcher, electrician, plumber, parts employee, that's under transportation worker, and warehouse worker slash driver.
But the first thing you said,
route coordinator. Oh, that needs to come off because, okay, you're correct.
But then the other four were right.
Okay, dispatcher, electrician, plumber, parts employee, transportation worker, warehouse worker slash driver.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, we're going to caucus for a little bit, see if we have any more questions before we call it.
Okay. All right. Caucus is at 5:17.
Is 5:40.
All right, thanks for sharing caucus. We're gonna digest all of this. Can you send me the Excel version of this spreadsheet, please? And then get back to you and set another date. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Looking at like the week of November 11th.
Oh, yeah,
maybe the week of Tuesday. Yeah, I think because you're all off the 11th.
We have supplement meeting on November the 12th.
Did you just move that to the 12th the other day?
Mm-hmm, because of that meeting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll take the blame for missing the chat in the office if we have to. But what about Thursday? Yeah, the 14th.
You can meet on 14th?
I can. Just try.
The 14th?
Yeah.
Okay. November the 14th at 4:30.
Can you come to him when he needs us?
Uh-huh. Okay. So our next meeting will be November the 14th at 4:30, and I just want to confirm that we're looking at identifying the dispatcher, the electrician, the plumber, the parts employee for transportation worker, and the warehouse worker slash driver. Is that correct?
Yes, and then an Excel version of
Version of the spreadsheet. Okay. That it for everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you. The time now. The meeting is adjourned. 5:43.